My dear friends, this is Don McSolo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always great to be with you. Yesterday, we talked about disinformation. That's interesting, isn't it? Satan is the father of lies. Okay, why does Satan lie? Why is it disinformation? Why does Satan spend his time lying to people? Because he doesn't want them to know the truth, doesn't want them to know the facts. So he wants them to be afraid of God. He wants them to go to hell. Boy, we can just keep adding the reasons here. Satan wants to cause disunity. Satan wants to cause husbands and wives fighting. So Satan wants to cause division. Satan wants to cause people to be unhappy. Satan wants to cause people to work for him. Wow. So could you imagine governments doing this? Could you imagine people doing this? Could you imagine people working for the devil, working for the news and the broadcasting, working for the media, bombarding people with lies? Wow. For all the same reasons. You know, if you tell a lie enough, people start believing it's the truth. I'll say that again. If you tell a lie enough, people will start believing it's the truth. Dysfunctional families are great for that. The parents teach their kids when they're growing up. Oh, no, this is not what you see. This is what's really happening. And they cause their children to deny the truth. One of the parents is hurting and abusing one of the children. The other parent will say, oh, no, he deserves that. Oh, this is good for him. He's learning a lesson. And so we grow up almost with this flipped over truth and lies reality that we all of a suddenly don't know the difference between lies and truth. Wow, so the truth becomes a lie, the lie becomes a truth. Isaiah said the good will be evil and evil will be good. And see all that confusion? Man, you go back this thing up and listen to it again. It's almost what Paul said, the things he wanted to do and the things he didn't do, and the things he did do and the things he didn't want. And so, you know, sometimes when the demonic is at work, when the soul realm is all messed up, we walk in a realm of confusion. Now, I'm going to rebuke the confusion off of you in Jesus' name. I'm going to prophesy, proclaim, and decree over you. You're going to be able to recognize the difference between truth and a lie, the difference between misinformation and truthful information, the difference between good and evil. That I pray and prophesy over you, the curses of the third and fourth generation will be broken in Jesus' name. No longer have to listen to the lies that your parents told you, that you will be filled with the truth. The truth will set you free in Jesus' name, that you're going to have a whole brand new life based on facts, based on truth, based on God's truth. And you're going to get out of this realm that there's no such as truth. You're going to get out of this realm of Satan's lies, stories said about you, the lies spoken about you, and that this is over in Jesus' name, that you're coming into a new place in your life that's going to be very exciting, that you're going to be able to face the truth. You're going to be able to look the truth in the face about yourself and others, and you're going to be able to look the liar in the face and say, this is a lie. And you're going to step into a whole new realm of authority in the kingdom of God, because when you walk as an ambassador for the kingdom of God, you have to walk in the spirit of truth and a spirit of good integrity, honesty, loyalty to God. Then all these things are based on the truth. They're based on who God is. In Jesus' name, you're about to begin a brand new life based on truth. And I just pray right now that in Jesus' name, that this, instead of taking years for this to happen, this is going to take minutes. And you're going to be so excited because you're going to look at the TV, you're going to look at the news, you're going to look at the media, you're going to look at the talking heads, and you're going to say, wait a minute, I know how to do research. I know how to look things up. I know who built this web page. He's not a truthful person. I know the reason why this web page is built. And you're going to be a person who's going to be able to do research and find the truth for yourself in Jesus' name. You can email me at goodnews@gay.net. 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 God bless.